Oh man, it's been a wonderful, wonderful day. I just can't tell you how encouraged that I am about today. We had a wonderful time of meeting together downstairs as parents with everyone having an opportunity to share thoughts about our youth and about what we're doing as a church to try to instill faith in the next generation. And I thought there were so many very insightful and thoughtful and carefully chosen comments that were made that I think will be a great feedback for the elders to take back as they think about our future for our youth program. And then, wow, this training session, I just had chills all over me and tears in my eyes as we were singing Exalted and Build Your Kingdom here. And I'm just so thankful for the skills and the talent of Herb Bird. We are so lucky to have him here and the talent that he brings to be able to bring all that together and the work that Andrew has been doing so hard over the past really 2 years in preparing himself to help us in that regard too. And it was just so encouraging. If you weren't here for that tonight, you'll want to not miss the next one. And we had a really great turnout, and I just want to thank you so much for supporting that effort. It's going to make our workshop in April so much better because you're putting in the time. And Corey, thank you for leading us in praise tonight. Well, it has been a long day with a lot of wonderful things going on, but because of that, I want to be sensitive to it. And so I texted Herb today, and I said, I'm going to have a short sermon tonight. And you know what he texted back at me? He said, I thought miracles had ceased. So I'm going to try to perform a miracle here tonight. On Sunday nights, we have been in a series of lessons where we've been walking together through the book of 1 Samuel, asking ourselves the question, what kind of heart does God desire? Well, in an effort to bring an abbreviated lesson tonight, we're going to depart from 1 Samuel, but stay on the same theme. I want to share with you tonight a passage from the book of Proverbs. This is from Proverbs chapter 4. And I'm going to begin at verse number 20, but we're going to focus in on verse 23 for just a few minutes. Proverbs chapter 4, beginning at verse 20. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart. For they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it. I just want to spend a little bit of time tonight talking about what verse number 23 draws our attention to, and that is the importance of guarding our hearts. When you get in your car and you're driving down the road, all of us occasionally, some of us more than others, glance down at the dashboard and take a look at the instrument panel. And it's a good thing to look at that instrument panel from time to time, unless you want to be walking, because you need to make sure there's plenty of gas, that the engine temperature's not getting too high, that you've not run out of oil. The battery has plenty of charge. I wonder if we had a dashboard to our souls, what that dashboard might look like. There would no doubt be red and green lights. The green lights indicating things that we're doing in our lives that are moving us down the road in a positive and healthy way in our walk with the Lord. But there no doubt would be those red warning lights too that would indicate maybe we're doing things that are going to be destructive and we need to make correction quickly and maybe do some self-diagnostic work or some maintenance to our spiritual walks to make sure that we don't find ourselves going over the cliff. Maybe those red lights would be those alarms that would indicate ways in which we're in our lives departing or drifting in our walk from God. Maybe those lights would indicate fear or pride or greed or self-pity or resentment or cowardice or anger or coldness in our worship. Well, no one knows your heart better than you do. You know those dark impulses of your heart that you're prone to. I mean, all of us need to be honest with ourselves and try to identify the impulses of our hearts that we most need to guard against, because they'll be destructive in our walk with God. True wisdom comes in our lives, as one theologian once observed. True wisdom comes when you have a true knowledge of God coupled with a true knowledge of yourself. You must know God, yes, but you must also know your own heart. This passage is encouraging us to guard our hearts, to watch them closely, like that instrument panel on the dashboard of your car, looking for those warning lights that might appear. One Bible paraphrase tries to summarize Proverbs 4:23, and it puts it this way: above all else, guard your affections, for they influence everything else in your life. As one commentator said, to guard your heart means to pay close attention to the direction in which your affections are moving, to discover whether the things of the world are gaining firmer and fuller hold over you, or whether the things of the world are increasingly losing their charm. In other words, keep a close eye on the direction that your heart is moving, because the momentum of sin always is moving in your heart like a stone rolling down the hill. At first, that stone is easy to stop, but allow that stone to gain enough momentum and it becomes very, very hard to stop it. So above all, guard your heart. Keep a close watch on your affections. With all diligence, watch the dashboard of your soul for the first flicker of a red light. Tonight, maybe you know there's some of those flickering lights on your dashboard, and I want to tell you tonight, pay attention to that and make correction. Maybe that means you pray a prayer tonight and you ask for forgiveness from the Lord. Maybe it's where you ask the Lord to help you get to a place of repentance of some behavior that's leading you down a bad path. Or maybe tonight you just know you need the encouragement of your brothers and sisters and us to pray for you. Or maybe you're ready to start down the right road by giving your life fully to the Lord. If we can help you, come to Him as we stand together and sing.